This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Good day and welcome to our Talk Radio Countdown, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, thanks to the story list compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Talkers.com is the website. You can see the list, the charts there. You can also see them listed at djvshow.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, is here to go through the stories, as he traditionally does on the program, and the people list as well. And we'll take some extrapolated stories and conversations about some of these things, and as we do, we magnify sometimes the focus on these things, because we're about talk radio, so we'll talk about the issues, we'll talk about the hosts, that sort of thing. So I guess we'll start with our normal listing of these things, Michael, huh?
Yes, we are the extrapolators, so the
yes,
extrapolation
we are.
Shall begin.
It sounds like a movie, doesn't it? The Expendables replaced by the extrapolators.
Extrapolators, yeah, that's a great word, extrapolate.
It is.
But it's been a crazy week. It sounds cliched, a crazy week, but this has been a crazy week among
Remember
crazy
the old
weeks.
Song that came out, bomb, 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 Iraq, bomb, bomb, remember that song? In 2003.
Yes.
Well, now we're going to change
vaguely.
That.
Occasionally, we play it at our dances, but
yes, really. So now it's bomb, 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 Afghanistan. No, it doesn't quite work that way.
No, I don't think so. And we had many opportunities to bomb Afghanistan. Let's go back in there and teach these people a lesson.
Again. Yeah,
I mean, I love the way we're going to get you for that as we leave.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, talk about vicious
how do these
cycle.
How do these people get into these positions of power? The naivete, is it just too much to do? I give Biden a pass or all of them a pass because I've said many times over the years that I ought to have two presidents, a president that's a domestic handler of issues and the international president, or one who's a PR person and somebody else who's an administrator. Yeah, but did one person...
No, I don't know if that would work. I think you're on the right track. I think what we need is a president who is a synthesizer of various levels of expertise, surrounds him or herself with really good people, have right. the best generals possible, have the best cabinet members as possible, have experts, and then knows how to take advice and put it all together in a way that reflects the interests of the average citizen. I think that's what it, I think that's what's
well,
necessary.
That sounds just like Gavin Newsom. Not. Right?
Gavin Newsom. Yeah. And talk about a system that is just somebody pulled that out of their you-know-what.
Yep.
The system in California for picking a new governor is absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's insane. But let's get on with the stories. At number 10, we have names. We have Charlie Watts. He died. And our dear friend Phil Valentine of talk radio fame, he died as well. And we have celebrities in the news, different people of fame having defaming activity. At number 9, we have U.S.-China-Russia relations tied with the Havana syndrome and Harris's trip postponed temporarily in getting into Vietnam because of the Havana syndrome at the U.S. Embassy. What a story that is. The New York gubernatorial transition took place. That's number 8. Number 7, we have the wildfires, climate change, floods, and pretty bad air as a result of that. I mean, on the East Coast, we have particles in the air from the West Coast.
Yeah, so it's, lovely, huh?
It's, yeah. So it just shows you how small the Earth is and how delicate our atmosphere is. At number 6, immigration reform and race relations tied at number 6. At number 5, we have a bunch of ties, all economic, the economy, the infrastructure bill, supply chain issues, which is something I know you know about, and inflation fears. At number 4, we have the aforementioned California recall, crime and homelessness. Crime and homelessness are big topics in the California recall, but they also affect cities across across America. And number three, the January 6th investigation grinds on, and that's tied with Trump election fraud claims. We can talk about that. And number two, COVID-19. And if it wasn't for Afghanistan, COVID-19 would be number one. The Delta variant, masks and mandates and madness. And at number one, the Afghanistan withdrawal chaos. That's the way we framed the title of that story. It's a big one. On the People Survey, we have porn star Ron Jeremy and singing star R. Kelly. Both are either indicted or in court. And number nine,
not for the same
guys.
Thing.
Yeah, Charlie Watts and Phil Valentine at number nine. Kathy Hochul at number eight. She's the new governor of New York, first woman governor. And she was inaugurated in the suffragette white outfit that a lot of today's female politicians wear at official events to show their solidarity and support of the suffragettes who fought for women's rights to vote, a women's right to vote back in the early
1900s. I'm expecting to see some signs pretty much put up. Women's lives matter. That's the next sign to go up. Yeah.
Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris at number seven. Number six, Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder tied at number six. Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, a couple of characters, at number five. Nancy Pelosi and Benny Thompson at number four.
Another couple of
Anthony Blinken at number three. And Donald
almost
Trump too.
Like, if you said it fast, it sounded like Abe Lincoln.
Blinken. Sounds like a dirty word. Blinken.
No, Blinken, Winken, and Nod, aren't they?
Yeah, I was going to say that too, but I didn't want to date myself.
Oh, you leave it to me. Thanks.
I was playing a little game in my head, saying, I wonder
will
if
he
Doug is going to go for
or
the...
Or won't he? Yes. Okay.
I'm serious.
One. You trapped me.
And as I said, Trump is at two and Biden's at one, and there are your two presidents.
Right. Just what they need to be. So if Larry Elder gets to be governor of California, could he run for president? Could he be our next president, Larry Elder?
Absolutely. Anybody could. Why didn't you run?
I've actually thought about running for office on a number of occasions. Somebody, when I was doing mornings in Palm Beach, there was a congressman who died, and somebody tried to get me to run for Congress. And at the time, I wasn't even a legal resident of Palm Beach. Well, actually, I think I was for a couple of years. Yeah, I could have run. Didn't think it was my calling. I'd rather do this than anything else. Could you do this if I were a congressperson? Could I do the radio program and be a congressperson at the same time?
I'm not sure how it works. I mean, Larry Elder had to stop doing his talk show.
I'm not talking about when I was running, but actually when I'm in office. Could Larry go back to doing his, if he's governor, Larry could go back
in
to
a
doing
way,
his talk program, I think.
I mean, there are governors and mayors who do have regular slots on local talk stations to do report from the governor. I'm forgetting the name of the city. It's a city in Georgia, and I will tell you in a second as I look. Oh, Valdosta, Georgia.
Right.
Valdosta, Georgia is a small city of 60,000 people in Georgia, near the Florida border. And a fellow by the name of Scott James Matheson has been an 18-year veteran of the local talk station, and he was inaugurated mayor a year and a half ago. And he's the mayor, and he's a talk show host in that community.
And would you believe this program is on that station?
That's great. And WBDQ, Talk 92.1. Hello to our friends in Valdosta.
Valdosta is right on the Florida border. I remember visiting there once, visiting the station, and it was very, it felt more, it didn't feel like Georgia, it didn't feel like Florida. It's a great agricultural area. It felt more like something in the lower Midwest, you know, in terms of how the rolling hills and great farms and stuff down there. So, yes, as was suggested by Michael, hello, Valdosta. We'll get to Charlie Watts in a matter of moments here as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, or fallen arches? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy, G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically shown to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Oliveview UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the free orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio, code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, 18 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Charlie Watts. One of the great names. I know that when we think about him, we think about the Stones, think about the concerts, think about the albums, think about him being, sorry about my voice, my allergies are once again getting the best of me. Anyway, so what do you remember about Charlie Watts as he played into... wasn't he the most stable member of the Stones?
I don't know what stable means. I mean, you have to say that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards have a degree of stability, in as much as they're still performing in their late 70s.
Yeah, but the way they lived their lives earlier on, I think that's what I'm...
Well, I mean, maybe Charlie was a little bit wild back in the swinging 60s and 70s, too. But Charlie was a well-dressed man. He his main love was jazz drumming. He sort of did the Stones thing as a hobby.
Did he have a group, a trio or something that he traveled?
He played in different groups and different things. But, you know, hey, he's a Rolling Stones, you know, one of the almost original members of the Rolling Stones.
Right.
All the way back to the beginning. You can't climb out from under that.
That's a mantle that you wear.
From a musical standpoint, as we look back at the rock era with more objectivity, we realize that people like Charlie Watts and Ringo Starr, although overlooked in terms of the limelight, were incredibly great drummers.
Yeah, right. Well, would you say Mick Fleetwood is as well?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt, yeah, Mick Fleetwood. To be the drummer of a major, major iconic rock band, you got to have your act together.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Got to know how to keep it together, too. All right, we talk about Phil Valentine up next here, 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 at the hour. For those of you who are interested in time and temperature, there it is. I don't know what the temperature is. It probably isn't important because when you're listening to this, the temperature could be almost anything. One of the things, number seven this week, we've had a continuing focus on the climate and the wildfires. Have you two, you do a lot of, interviewing of people. Have you talked to anybody who has been on the radio in the area where there are wildfires? I was thinking out in Santa Cruz and some of those areas.
But yeah, they obviously see it as a great opportunity to serve the community. And you mentioned Santa Cruz, our good friends over at KSCO Radio.
Yeah.
And Michael's World.
Carry this program, too.
They carry this program, and it's one of my favorite stations. I do a lot of shows there for the fun of it. When I have new ideas, I do shows there, and I'm often a guest. And I just had a long friendship with the radio station. It's a wonderful station. And they are very active in responding to disasters, which they have plenty of in Central Coast California, and do a good job of it.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of talk radio, talk hosts, I have some audio here of an interview you did with Phil Valentine, which actually shows up on talkers.com, and it's the MH interview this week. And I thought we'd listen to a little of it, talk about Phil and what has happened as a result of the focus on him, because it was, as you've suggested here in the list, national news. It was a national attention because Phil was so unabashedly anti-vaccine, and then he said he wished he had the shots, obviously, and he passed away this week, been on a ventilator for what about 2-3 weeks, I think, before he passed away. But he was a rugged. Wouldn't you say he was a rugged, strong guy physically?
Well, he seemed to be a healthy 61. One of the interesting things about that interview, I don't know what part you're playing, but toward the end of the interview, he and I talk about, you know, one of my catchphrases that's one of my themes, and that is seeking victory at the expense of truth. Mm-hmm. He talked about how important it is, no matter how vehement you are about an issue, that if you suddenly realize you're wrong, say you're wrong and change your position. Don't beat it to death out of fear of being wrong. And that's how he wound up ending his life.
He lived it.
All
right. Here's some of Michael from the MH interview that he did with Phil Valentine.
Relatability. And to me, that's always been the key. And no matter what radio you're doing, whether it's music radio or talk radio or whatever, is to be able to relate to your audience, connect with them. They feel like, you know, they call me Uncle Phil on the radio. It's hilarious. I don't even know where this started, but, you know, we just go with it. Oh, Uncle Phil did so. People feel like I'm their, you know, their uncle that they can sit around and talk to. So you connect with folks. So I wanted to lay that out for other talk show hosts to realize that whether you love him or hate him, you can learn from President Trump.
Love him. Yeah, that's an interesting. That's it. When did you do that interview? Was that last?
Did it in May of 2017. Trump was president for about four months, mm-hmm. whatever.
Did he always work in that market? I only knew him
because
he'd been in Nashville for a long time. That's how I...
Ironically, he was born in Nashville, North Carolina, the son of a six-term Democratic congressman. And he worked in different parts of the country, including Philadelphia. But most of his career, most of it was in Nashville.
Right. And is that because he fit there better? Do you think his style was better?
No, it just happenstance. He happened to, you know, he got traction there and wound up developing and investing in a relationship.
Isn't that interesting
with the people.
When you think about it, sometimes people get traction even if they're not local from the community. They fit in. Although, wouldn't you say usually the people who get traction are the locals? When it comes to talk radio,
that's an interesting question. That you know, there's different answers, and let's talk about it after the break. It's an interesting insight.
All right. Well, thank heavens we have a few of those from time to time. Interesting insights on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour.
For eligible individuals 18 or older only, not available in Oregon or West Virginia, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. The best hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door, and if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments. 7 days a week. No charge.
Ah, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Now get $100 off your hearing aids when you go to listenlively.com/radio. That's listenlively.com/radio. listenlively.com/radio.
This report is sponsored by IBM. IBM announced that its 21st Century Apprenticeship Program has earned official recognition from the American Council on Education, ACE, which for the first time will allow IBM apprentices to translate their 12 months of on-the-job training for up to 45 credits, or roughly 3 semesters of college coursework from participating academic institutions. To date, IBM has trained nearly 1,000 apprentices across 17 states and 30 cities through its Earn While You Learn model. Their learning spans 25 apprenticeship career tracks, and the company also has made expanded access to apprenticeship a hallmark of its public policy advocacy. Kelly Jordan, Director of Skills, Career, and Performance at IBM.
This offers a unique opportunity for apprentices to fast-track their progression towards an associate's or bachelor's degree in pursuit of their career goals. This validation by ACE reaffirms the impact of IBM's apprenticeship model and its ability to provide in-demand skills that lead to some of technology's fastest-growing careers without taking on student debt or taking time away from the workplace.
To learn more, visit IBM.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida hit landfall Sunday stronger than Hurricane Katrina 16 years earlier to the day. In fact, it was tied for fifth as the strongest hurricane to make landfall in the United States since records have been kept. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards tells Fox News the multi-billion dollar levee system is paying off.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well.
Officials confirmed that New Orleans had lost all power due to catastrophic transmission damage from the storm. President Biden pledged a full recovery for areas hit by Hurricane Ida. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now that the embassy in Afghanistan has been evacuated, the Afghans that helped the United States during its 20-year war are pleading to get out or face execution by the Taliban. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With days to go before the U.S.'s full withdrawal from Afghanistan, there are still thousands of Afghans trying to get out of the country before then. Senator Jody Ernst says that she supports offering more special immigration visas to Afghans who are properly vetted before arriving in the United States. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that she's worried that the impending deadline will keep many of our Afghan allies from being able to leave.
They introduced legislation that would speed up the process for our special immigrant visas and allow more of those Afghans to come into the United States once they were properly vetted. That is important. We have been pushing on the State Department for months to get this done. They have dragged their feet, and of course now we see the fall of Afghanistan and a very haphazard and hurriedly done withdrawal, which is turned into an emergency evacuation.
Hurricane Ida shut down more than 95% of the Gulf of Mexico's oil production. The Federal Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement confirmed the stop in oil production, with firms suspending 1.74 million barrels a day in oil production in the Gulf. Colonial Pipeline confirmed Sunday it had temporarily shut down two oil pipelines between Houston, Texas, and Greensboro, North Carolina, as a precaution due to the storm. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back to our countdown, the invoice. Where'd that come from? The list from Talkers Magazine. I'm not talking about what I was just doing. I think I got distracted here. Yeah. Okay. The list, the charts for the week of August 23rd to the 27th. You know what's really amazing? That we are in, it seemed like it was minutes ago we were in April, and now we're in August. And it'll be September, people going back to school, work cranked up full steam ahead for a few months until they use Christmas and the holidays as an excuse for not getting anything done. But it really is pretty amazing as to where we are and how time does fly. That's a great conversation in and of itself. So
it's a great conversation. But 2020 and 21 are sort of like 1 year.
Yeah.
The new era of, the 20s.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. Big blip. Okay, we were talking about Phil Valentine and then some insight into the essence of what, who makes it and why they make it in whatever market they may be in. I'm still thinking back. The longest I was on a local station was 13 years in my own hometown. And maybe it was because I knew everything that was going on in town. People listened to me to find out what was going on in town or what was my latest escapade. How did I get into trouble? Because the local editor of the local newspaper didn't like me, and I didn't like him. And it was back and forth and back and forth all the time about the issues, his point of view on them, my point of view on them. I suppose that's what makes for, you know, he was great promo for me because it was always in the, at least once a week, he'd have some article in there about what I said and how stupid I was for having, or how wrong I was. So people read the newspaper, well, what's Stefan talking about? Okay, I guess I'll go listen to him on the radio. And isn't that, you know, in a sense, the highest form of flattery is to have people talking about you. I suppose it is, anyway.
Well, in radio, getting somebody to listen is not the same as getting somebody to vote for you. See, to get elected, you have to be liked by everybody, or be the least of all the evils.
Or have a name that's recognizable.
You can develop a very, very, very strong career being hated. And there are people who, and there are people that love to hate somebody.
Joe Pine. Wasn't that a good, you may have been one of the first ones to be
Joe Pine,
like
definitely.
Yeah.
When I was on the radio for 11 years in Los Angeles, I had a feud going with a local Joe Pine light, a guy that was similar to Joe Pine. His name was Wally George.
Oh, my God. Wally George, yeah, he's fabulous.
Wally George used to do a show on a local TV station in Orange County,
crazy.
Where it was crazy right-wing, right-wing with people. It looked like a MAGA rally on steroids.
And he was Rebecca De Mornay's father.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
This was when it was really unusual to see such a thing. And I was the program director of the big hippie rock radio station, and playing sinful Satan music. and he would come on my show, and I would go on his show, and we would fight it out and scream at each other, and then have dinner together. And we were the best of friends.
Right.
It was a hell of a
show. I can remember seeing the guy, tall, thin guy. Yeah, yeah. Wally George, good God.
What I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he's alive anymore.
I think he went to CRN for a while. That's where all talk show hosts go to die.
Oh, my gosh.
I say that lovingly, and my friends know that. But, yeah, he was there for a while, I'm pretty sure. But he was really very entertaining. And I don't even, do you think he knew he was entertaining, really and truly? The guys like that, they're just themselves, kind of. Did he know who he was and what he was doing, really?
Well, he and I walked the line between being enemies and colluding in that enemy ship for our mutual benefit.
Right.
We never fully ever admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just unspoken. But we generated so much interest that we had a full page on us in the L.A. Times.
Really?
Well, I staged. It was, you got to remember, it was a different time. Radio was entertainment in those days.
Yeah.
So you could create reality show kind of drama. I staged on the air an actual physical fight between us where we were throwing each other through the plate glass windows.
Did you really?
I had crashing glass.
And the story.
Paper picked up on it that it was real. And I was saying to everybody, no, it was a show.
Silly. Yeah, but that's how you get the Cincinnati Inquirer, and never quite they were aligned with WLW. There were two talk stations in Cincinnati when I was there. I was on one, LW was the other one, and I had relations with a lot of the people in town because I wanted to get people to come, and I had Jerry Springer on with me every Friday afternoon. He had been the mayor of Cincinnati, and then he became the news anchor. He and Nick Clooney were battling it out for ratings at 6 and 11 on the local stations in Cincinnati.
Nick Clooney, is that George Clooney's father?
Yeah. He was the nighttime anchor for 34 years or something on that station in Cincinnati. That was when the anchor stayed forever. And everybody knew who they were, and he got paid a lot of money for being in Cincinnati. He didn't ever want to go anywhere else.
He was Clooney's brother.
Yeah. That's what Nick, I mean, George Clooney grew up in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, so I had, one day, Jerry Springer, the producer, had talked to him about something. I don't know. He wanted to come plug his nightly news, so we started with one Friday afternoon, and it became a thing. Every Friday afternoon, he'd come over to the station, and he spent an hour talking about what was going on in Cincinnati. And there was a beer hall that was opening up in Cincinnati at the time. This was the late 80s. And they asked us to be the show for the opening night. And we were to do a karaoke tune. And we he chose ebony and ivory. I didn't. I don't know. Maybe the guy at the... You could take it from there. Could we get away with that today? No.
No, you can't get away today with any of the stuff anything that we used to do or that, no, that people did, not just we. The only ones who get away with that type of behavior nowadays is not radio personalities, but politicians. Yeah. We now have shock politicians and radio personalities who are very staid.
Green.
And have
Marilyn,
to stay within,
what's her name? Marilyn Green. What's your,
name? Well, you screwed with my head when you couldn't remember her name. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You can make a person forget something by forgetting it and then saying, I can't remember it. Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene is an example of a shock congressman.
Yeah, right.
This all started with Donald Trump. Donald Trump became president utilizing the tactics that radio personalities used back in the 80s and 90s.
Right, exactly. Well, he started when he was on The Apprentice. He pulled all that stuff. He was a TV guy. That's all he was. He wanted to be a television host.
He was a performer at the WWE.
Right.
He's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. He shaved Vince McMahon's head at the end of...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're rolling around
president,
the floor.
The president, that's my Trump. All right, let's talk about Larry Elder for a minute. Number six on the people list is Larry and his running for governor. He actually, you and I were talking about this, I think, off the air. Maybe we've talked about it on the air, too, how fakakta, I think, is the word you use. I think we can say that on the radio. The election system is in California, where you can get rid of a guy like Newsom. And remember the guy before, what was the guy's name
Gray Davis.
Davis, that's right, too.
I knew Gray Davis personally.
And?
I knew him back when Jerry Brown was governor, and I was on the air at KMET, and I'd have Gray Davis, who was Jerry Brown's young assistant.
Yeah.
And he would come on the air all the time with me, and we'd hang out, and he was like a cool guy. And then I met him briefly when he was governor, hadn't seen him in years, and he was like, oh, yes, I remember you, Mike.
Right.
He became
this
stiff.
What a big funny. Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember when Jerry Brown was doing a talk radio program, he used to come to our events.
Oh,
he came three,
he used to
four,
call me at
2
in the morning asking for advice about
he did that with you too? Oh, yeah.
And he'd keep me on the phone until I said what he wanted me to say.
Yeah,
he'd ask advice, and if you gave him advice and he didn't agree with it, he'd argue with you.
Yeah.
He'd argue with you and beat you. Finally, I go, you're right. Okay, go to sleep. Yeah. It's 3 a.m., you nut.
Ralph Nader was like that. You interviewed Ralph Nader.
Nader and I do it every 3 years for the last 250 years. We do an interview, and we wrestle with each other to the ground.
Yeah. All right. Larry Elder is running for governor. Well-known talk radio host. He's becoming. He had a nationally syndicated program, but don't you think his profile is broadened tremendously since he got into this thing with Newsom?
It's broadened tremendously since he's the number one poll-getting candidate to replace Newsom.
Yeah. So could he keep... I asked the ladies earlier on the DJV show, could he keep... could he stay on the air? If he's governor, could he still do a daily show as governor after he
got
elected?
Yeah. Probably.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. I like Larry a lot. I always like Larry. He's got some interesting viewpoints, and he's happy to be different than everybody else, which is kind of cool. I don't even know. You interviewed him, right, for the MHU interview? Did you?
Three times.
Okay. But not in the, not while he's running for
government. Not while he's running, but I've been excerpting conversations with him for my other broadcasts because it lays out where he stands on everything, unencumbered by any political.
But was it expected? Could you see in the tea leaves that he would run for governor?
No,
in this circumstance,
never thought it would happen. And when he did, I thought it was a mistake. I thought, ugh, he's going to be taken off the air now, and blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing far better than anybody expected.
Yep, he's smart. He's a smart cookie. All right, we'll talk a little more about him. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 45 after, on the official Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For eligible individuals 18 or older only, not available in Oregon or West Virginia, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you'd might expect. The best hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door, and if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments. 7 days a week. No charge. Ah, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose. I hear better than I ever thought possible. Now get $100 off your hearing aids when you go to listenlively.com/radio. That's listenlively.com/radio. listenlively.com/radio.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 9/11.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, so Michael, essence of the MH interview, yeah, it was Phil Valentine. So when can we expect Larry Elder to be on the MH interview? You're going to put some stuff together? Is that
well,
something
I think we've had enough of Larry Elder on it.
Okay.
Over with the race relations, I had one MH interview where I had him and Joe Madison together.
Right.
I've been extracting him for other shows that I do.
Right. Yeah.
But
now Madison's on series. Yeah, MHinterview.com. I wonder if that would be interesting to see if Madison would run for office. That would be interesting.
He certainly is more likely.
Yeah. All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fifty-three past the hour is now Tech Talk time, a review of the hot hits in the world of, conversation anyway, the world of technology. There are five items that Victoria Keelan picks from all of the things that she reports on during the week. And so we start with number five, move to number one. T-Mobile gives us number five, Victoria.
Yep, T-Mobile has announced a new promotional perk for their customers. New and existing customers can get a whole free year of Apple TV Plus. And so the reason they're doing this, by the way, the code is 2021 Apple TV P1. That's the promotional offer if you go to their website. If you're under the Sprint umbrella of T-Mobile, you also are eligible for the free year of Apple TV Plus. A lot of cynics are saying that this is their way of trying to make people forget about the two very large data breaches that they've had, and they're hoping Ted Lasso can calm everyone's nerves. If any show can do it, it is Ted Lasso. So, yeah, if you're a T-Mobile customer, just forget about the breach and get your free year of Apple TV Plus, and so you can watch Ted Lasso.
How about them apples, if you'll pardon the pun? Number four is the focus on Alaska Airlines. What happened on one of their planes after one of those doggone Samsung Galaxy A21s blew up?
Yeah, it's interesting. Samsung's in the news this week twice. This is the not good news, and they have good news coming up. But a cell phone caught fire in the cabin of an Alaska Airlines flight that landed in Seattle from New Orleans. The phone was a Galaxy A21, and the only reason that the only way they knew that is because the phone was burned beyond recognition, and so the passenger who owned the phone volunteered the information that it was in fact a Samsung Galaxy A21, and so a Samsung spokesperson said that they take their, you know, safety as a top priority, and they're investigating, blah, blah. But an Alaska Airlines spokesperson said that the plane's crew had to use fire extinguishers and a battery containment bag to stop the phone from smoking. Another passenger tweeted that the cabin was so filled with smoke, it looked like a smoke machine had been set off. And so the whole plane had to be evacuated using the slides. So the emergency
slides. But this happened while the plane was in the air, though, right? Not on the ground.
Well, it started smoking, and then it landed successfully in Seattle with, you know, with smoke filling the cabin. They got everybody out as fast as they could through the evacuation slides. But, yeah, this is, I mean, we remember back with the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, those batteries that were exploding, and they were actually banned from airplanes for a while.
I remember the first 787, the Boeing 787, the first plane that was ever put into commercial service was a Japan Airlines plane. They used it to go from Boston to Tokyo every day, and the batteries in that caught on fire, filled up the cabin with smoke as it was landing in Boston on its second trip, I think. There, remember all that hoopla about the batteries on those planes? Ooh-wee. No, that can't be pleasant. Okay, number three, we focus on Samsung again.
This is good news.
Yeah, okay, what is
Samsung's good news is that their devices will support Samsung Pay, the devices that do have Samsung Pay on them. You can now actually store a digital version of your vaccination card. And so this is through a partnership with the healthcare nonprofit called the Commons Project. And so users have to first download the free Common Health app, and then from there you're prompted to upload your COVID-19 vaccine record. Now, as we know, this is depending on where you are in the country. Every state, every county seems to be different. But if you are in an area that's going to require you to have a vaccine proof for a restaurant, a concert, your office, whatever it is, this is a really convenient and very safe way to store your vaccination card. It's actually a lot safer than carrying around that the actual paper card with you. It's kind of like your social security card. You do not want to be carrying that around. You don't want to carry around your vaccine card. Digitally upload it. It's a lot more secure.
Really? I've been carrying my social security card with me in my wallet forever.
That's horrible. No.
Oh.
If you lose your wallet, someone has your entire lifeline right there on one card. That's all they need is your social security number.
Okay. Well, no, the social security card doesn't have the number on it anymore, I don't think, does it? No, I don't.
Mine
think it
does. That's why it's in a lockbox.
Right.
It doesn't go anywhere with me.
Number two, Microsoft has a breach.
Another day, another breach. So Microsoft says an attacker won access to one of their customer service agents and then used information from that to launch hacking attempts against customers. This is not actually as widespread as what we initially thought. Homeland Security got involved, and they said that they're working with Microsoft to allow their, you know, to alert their partners. Pretty much by now, Microsoft has warned customers, if you are communicating with billing contacts, just to, you know, be conscious of your password, change your password, change old usernames if you can.
All right. Number one is something nice from Airbnb, in fact.
Yep, Airbnb and Airbnb.org, which is their nonprofit arm, have announced that they will temporarily house 20,000 Afghan refugees without any cost to them. Wow. So, or the host. So this is good news.
That is big. All right, that's it. The top five items from technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.